business there, but I'm going with him as a tourist. I'm very interested in all kinds of culture, and I understand Dubai is very different from Japan. I have three questions.
Hello, Hiroko. Nadia on the line.
Thanks, Nadia. If I'm alone, can I walk on the street or drive a car? When we went to Saudi Arabia, women were not permitted to go out alone or drive.
Absolutely. As a woman traveler, you will have no difficulty getting around, even if you are alone. You can drive, and as long as you dress modestly, you can wear whatever you like.
Second question. I don't speak any Arabic.
Again, no problem. As you know, Arabic is the official language of Dubai, but English is commonly used in tourism and commerce.
You speak very good English, Nadia. Where did you learn it?
I actually am an English teacher. I learned my English in the United States, at the University of Wisconsin.
And my last question. I'm an amateur photographer. Will I be able to take pictures in Dubai?
Well, yes, but you should know that it is considered offensive to take pictures of Muslim women here.
Oh, I'm glad I asked. What about pictures of men?
Well, yes, just be sure to ask permission.
I don't know how to thank you. I'm really looking forward to the trip.
We'll be right back with our final call.
Call 3, Javier and Sujit.
I think we have time for one more caller. Javier from Mexico City, welcome to the show. How can we help you?
I'm going to Nepal next month on an international trek. I'll be staying with a Nepalese family for a weekend, and I want to be sure I don't offend anyone. Mexico is very different from Nepal.
Well, let's ask Sujit to comment.
Hi, Javier. Let's talk about table manners. First of all, Nepalese don't usually use spoons, forks, or knives.
No? So how do the people eat? How will I eat?
Well, your host will eat with their right hand, never the left hand. But I'm sure they'll provide you with spoons and forks. If they're welcoming foreigners into their home, they'll want you to be comfortable. But remember one important taboo. Beef is strictly forbidden as a food in both Hindu and Buddhist homes. Our typical food, however, is wonderful and very flavorful and healthy.
That's great, because I'm Mexican, and we have great food in Mexico, too. I love good food when I travel. Sujit, I'm very interested in culture, but I don't know much about Hinduism and Buddhism. What can you tell me?
Well, if you visit a Hindu temple or a Buddhist shrine, you must remove your shoes, or if you prefer, you can wear open sandals. Check first. In some Hindu temples, non-Hindus can't enter. And very important, don't take leather things near the temple. And if you want to take a picture, be sure to ask before using your camera.
Thanks so much. I feel very prepared now.
My pleasure.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Until next time, this is Millicent McKay in Brussels, reminding you that in today's world, cultural literacy is an essential survival skill.
Page 8. Listening Comprehension. Exercise B. Summarize. Listen again. On a separate sheet of paper, take notes about the calls. Then, with a partner, write a summary of each call. Use the vocabulary. Call 1. Arturo and Jetrine.
Good morning, world. This is Millicent McKay in Brussels with today's Worldwide Cultural Literacy Update. If you're new to the program, here's the format. In the studio, three people take your phone calls and answer your questions about etiquette in their countries. Today's guests are Jetrine from Thailand, Nadia from Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, and Sujit from Nepal. We're all first name here, so let me welcome Jetrine, Nadia, and Sujit.
Sawadee kap, Millicent. Good morning. I'm Jetrine from Thailand.
Hello. It's nice to be with you. I'm Nadia from Dubai.
And good morning, Millicent, Jetrine, and Nadia. Sujit here from Nepal.
Okay, let's get started. I see our first caller is on the line. Hello, Arturo from Montevideo. You're on the air.
Good morning. Actually, good evening. It's 10:30 at night here in Montevideo. But here's my question. I'm traveling on business to Thailand next month, and I'll be working with Thai business managers from my company. What should I know?
Hello, Arturo. Jetrine here. Just a couple of things. First, a taboo. Don't touch anyone's head, not even a child's.
Well, I don't ordinarily touch people's heads, but if you don't mind my asking, what's wrong with touching someone's head?
Well, we believe the head is where the person's soul lives, so it's very disrespectful and offensive to touch a person's head.
Any other tips?
Well, when you are seated, be sure not to cross your legs in such a way that others can see the bottom of your foot.
Actually, I knew that. But don't worry, it's good to be reminded. I do have one more specific question before I hang up.
Sure. What's that?
In Uruguay, it's customary to shake hands, and I know Thai people greet each other with a Y. Will it seem impolite for a foreigner to do the Y? And what happens if I don't do it right? Will that be offensive?
Absolutely not. Just put the palms of your hands together on your chest and bow slightly. Say, Sawadikap. For the women listening, you say, Sawadika. You will warm our hearts with that. Don't worry if you don't do it exactly the way Thais do it. And don't worry about the pronunciation. Have a wonderful trip to Thailand. Try to do some sightseeing. And taste our wonderful food.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jatrine and Arturo, for a good lesson in cultural literacy. Let's take a break and then another call.
Call 2, Hiroko and Nadia.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Millicent McKay with a worldwide town meeting answering all your questions about do's and taboos around the world. Let's say hello to Hiroko from Osaka, Japan. Hiroko, you're on the air.
Thank you, Millicent. My husband and I are going to Dubai. He's a banker and has business.